Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Indoor Air Quality. I'm your host, Kyle Knappenberger. On today's show, we will be talking about ways to improve the air quality around your home with some simple and easy-to-make changes. Our guest will be Dr. Andrea Romero from IntMed in Naples, Florida, and we're going to answer some of the questions we've recently received from some of our listeners. There are plenty of simple things you and your family can do around your home to improve your air quality. I'm going to share my top five. Putting aside some of the obvious things like removing and washing your chemically contaminated clothing before you enter your home so that it's not spread around your home, my top five in no particular order are: number one, let's get rid of synthetic fragrances. Fragrances can be some of the most common types of aromatic chemicals around your home. They're in a wide variety of consumer products, and they're intentionally designed to release chemicals into the air. Scrap those. Get rid of them. Number two, harsh cleaning chemical products. I actually almost find it funny how often we're focused on just how something looks, but not worried about what the chemicals that we're putting down are. There's plenty of natural ways that you can clean a home, and frankly, often just water and good hard labor is the best way to get rid of some of these things. Number three, pressed wood products. What these are, of course, are just bits and pieces of logs and wood that have been smashed and pressed together with a whole bunch of chemicals and adhesives. Getting rid of a lot of the furniture and some of the building components that have these is a great way to reduce a wide variety of VOCs around the home. One good thing is a lot of these types of products are getting better regulated, and over time I think this is going to kind of go away on its own. But still, getting rid of that type of furniture and those types of surfaces in your home is a great way to improve air quality. Number four, flooring and chemicals in carpets and rugs. There are actually specially designed carpets and rugs for chemically sensitive individuals in the home. Removing some of the carpets and underlayment of floors is also another thing that can be done if you're remodeling in a home. But just a quick fix in your house might be pulling up old carpeting and going with the hardwood floors underneath, getting rid of some of the older rugs that have a lot of synthetic materials in them. The fifth one, and this one is pretty key, is ventilation and climate control. If you can increase the amount of fresh air in your home, if you live in an area that you can open windows and doors and let fresh air in, that's a great way to turn over the air. It gets rid of a lot of the different things that you have potentially brought into the home. Having good air quality systems that can recycle and neutralize the chemicals and odors and pollutions. One of the things that we're doing these days is building houses tighter to try to be more energy efficient. But what that actually does in turn is locks up your home and traps the chemicals and odors in your home. So being able to get some fresh air is a great way to help improve your indoor air quality. Now, our guest today is Dr. Andrea Romero. She's a Florida licensed doctor of Oriental Medicine and nationally certified as a diplomat of Oriental Medicine by the National Commission for the Certification of Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine. Dr. Andrea holds a bachelor's degree in contemplative psychology and expressive arts in therapy. And she's also had a wide range of additional studies, including spa therapy, acupoint injection therapy, homeopathy, homotoxicology, and bioregulatory medicine. IntMed was founded with the intention of servicing and growing needs for integrative medicine, and their vision really is to provide the highest quality of holistic health care, which weaves together traditional Chinese medicine, homeopathy, and bioregulatory medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Andrea.
Hi, how are you, Kyle?
I'm great, thank you, and I'm very happy to be speaking with you today. So, easy question first. How did you get into Oriental medicine?
Absolutely. My first experience with Oriental medicine was when I was 9 years old. My parents were looking for an alternative for my thyroid dysfunction as a child, low thyroid, and they were not willing to give me medication. So they went the route of holistic medicine and found me a practitioner, and I started having acupuncture at that age, at nine. And had the most amazing experience and was able to regulate my thyroid and my weight and a lot of other symptoms I was having. So I knew from then, I said, you know, I don't want to do anything else. I don't want to see the doctors. I want to do acupuncture.
So what was starting your practice like, and what did you need to do to study in order to get into the field?
Well, it was a lot of education, and it started, of course, in my undergrad with a lot of science background. To get into Oriental medicine school, you have to have a lot of prerequisites. You can't just go straight in after you graduate from high school. So you have to have your four-year degree, and then you get to go into it as a master's program, which is another 4 years with extreme amount of study. And it was very joyful, though, because it's something that I loved to study. It was always interesting. I was never bored. And then I went on to do a whole another year in homotoxicology and homeopathy. So it's been a long road for me, but one that's been very fun and very fulfilling.
I work for a company that uses patented technology to help stabilize personal environment spaces by reducing and neutralizing a broad spectrum of chemicals and environmental pollutants through various source treatment and air treatment products and processes. Your field includes some of those same principles of improving your surroundings and environments, right?
Well, actually, that's all we do. We only treat environments. So where other practices in medicine would be focused on the germ theory or on a bug or a virus or a parasite, we focus on the environment that would be sustained in. So a damp environment would, of course, be inducive to growing mold, right, and funguses and things like that. And so when we change the environment, when we dry up that environment and take care of any dampness, then that can't survive anymore. So we are always working on environment. That is all we do internally. And it affects us not, of course, externally as well. So that's really all we do is we treat environment. That's where true health comes.
So what do you suggest to folks looking to make a positive impact, even if it's just a small change to their home or their living environment or their lifestyle?
At the moment, what we do have is your units. I haven't found anything on the market that's so versatile and actually beautiful as well. It's not this hunky piece of equipment to clean the air. But so we're always looking for things that are easy and functional and do the job that we want. The air quality is, of course, very important. Everything that we breathe is going directly into our circulatory system, bypassing the liver, you know, which is a huge detoxifier and takes care of a lot of toxins. And when you're breathing, you don't get that chance. So air quality is huge. Water is also huge. Your diet as well, and the internal environment that you create. So I'm very, very happy to have your units, and we love how they work, and we're super happy to support your company as well.
Well, I appreciate the kind words about the EnviroCleanse mobile air system. We do have the belief that it is important to eliminate unnecessary chemical pollutants, since the effects really, really can be wide-ranging on people.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of things we still don't understand about how we're affected by chemicals or molds in the air or allergens and things like that. But we certainly see the effects, right? There's symptoms, and even people with great immune systems still, over time, will be eventually affected if they are in a toxic environment.
What is the most common environmental pollution that you deal with when working with your patients?
Well, we live in Florida, so it's mold. We live in a very damp environment, and it's very hard to keep track of the mold. It rains a lot here too, so a lot of times in people's homes, sometimes we don't see it. It's very hard to see. So we have to be doing work, preventative work, to make sure that we're not living in an environment that would cause us harm.
Yeah, mold can be quite problematic, and it's not only the mold spores and the act of growing mold, but the chemicals that the mold is releasing, the MVOCs, to the environment.
Yes, yeah, and we see it in the blood, too. We see mold spores in the blood.
So you've seen how living in a mold environment is directly tied to health and well-being.
Absolutely. Like with live blood cell analysis, we can see that the spores also enter your system, and they're in your blood. So once something's in your blood, it's everywhere, because that is the interconnection between all things is all your fluids. So it's It's a big concern here for all of my patients. And, you know, even me in my house, even though I know I don't have mold, or I think I don't have mold, I still have the air filter there because we live in Florida.
In your part of the country, I would think there would be a lot of lawn chemicals and pest control chemicals causing problems for individuals that you work with.
Yes, actually, we see a lot of problems with pesticides here, and we have patients that are actually suffering a lot of symptoms from them. And our main thing is because of the whole Zika scare, we have been spraying all of these pesticides for the mosquitoes, which unfortunately, you know, they are banned in several different countries, but they are spraying it here and often. It's called Nalid, and there's a lot of side effects. So when we're walking around, we can't really protect ourselves from the things that are sprayed in our air, you know, including chemtrails, which also, you know, we don't know much about, but it does happen. And so when we go home, we at least think, oh, gosh, you know, I can be safe here. You know, at least I can get good fresh air here and have good air quality. And so, you know, a unit like this and having, you know, something to clean your air at home, at least you can give yourself that.
Well, Dr. Andrea, I appreciate you coming on the show today. Where can our listeners find you if they want to learn more?
Well, they can go visit our website. It is intmednaples.com, and that's I-N-T-M-E-D, naples.com. And we're always writing a lot of blogs, trying to educate a lot of our patients, and people who just stumble upon the website will get a lot of education as well.
Again, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Kyle, and you have a wonderful afternoon.
That was Dr. Andrea from IntMed Integrative Medicine in Naples, Florida. She mentioned the EnviroCleanse mobile air system when talking about improving air quality, which aligns to, you know, one of my top 5 points at the beginning of the show. Ventilation and fresh, clean air is not always possible, and a good way to remove chemical pollution is with an air purifier that provides absorptive neutralization capabilities and broad-spectrum removal capabilities. Combining this chemical neutralization with efficient particulate removal by something like a HEPA filter is really a great way to positively impact your air quality without introducing any new chemical contaminants into your environment. Now to answer a few listener questions. The first comes from a listener looking at some home remodeling projects on the horizon, and she wants to know if the EnviroCleanse mobile air system would help get rid of the painting odors. And the answer is absolutely yes, it's going to help you. But I should let you know that there's still going to be some smells from the different paints and sealers and stains when you're doing these projects. Since the chemicals and odors are essentially going from the surfaces or the walls that you're putting them on into the air before they get caught by our system, you will still smell them. But what you're doing is you are reducing the concentrations of the chemicals and odors, which is what you really do need it to occur. I mean, it is going to go from the surface to the air, and then it's going to get caught by the system. This is good because it's going to actually help potentially speed off the off-gassing and the drying and the curing. So you want to keep the EnviroCleanse system unit running as long as you can, or as long as you can still smell any of these concentrations in low quantities. And I think that's what you really want to do. You want to get it going. Keep it running, get those concentrations down, make the environment safer. Our second question is also about the EnviroCleanse air system, and it comes from a listener and a customer who emailed us asking about how often she should change the air cartridge since she lives in a big city with a lot of pollution. Well, I would really recommend the standard 3-month time period for the EnviroCleanse air cartridge and annually for the HEPA filter. But I always tell my customers, if you think you need to change it earlier, please go ahead and do that because they're the ones who know their tolerances best and know what they can handle best. That might be shorter than the recommended, but it might also be longer than the recommended time period. Well, that's all the time we have for our show today. Thank you for listening, and please remember, if you have any questions, you may submit them through our website, which is EnviroCleanse.com, which is EnviroKlenz.com. You can also reach us by phone here in the United States at area code 239-330-9650, Monday through Friday, or you can send us an email to custserve@enviroCleanse.com. That is C-U-S-T, SERV at EnviroCleanse, EnviroKlenze.com. Until next time, I'm Kyle, and this was Let's Talk Indoor Air Quality.